What's up, hockey fans? Welcome to Hockey Talk, the Las Vegas Suns podcast solely devoted to the Las Vegas Wranglers hockey. I am your host, Steve Silver. I'm going to be joining you all season long. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, Steve, the season already started. Where you been? And I've been here. I've been covering games. And, you know, sometimes it's just hard for us hockey guys to get going, you know, when it's so warm outside. But now the temperature's coming down. It's getting cold at night. And it's hockey time. It's hockey season in Vegas. You know, maybe I'll work on my beard or my mullet or something like that. But I'm excited about this season, as you should be. The Wranglers have had some great success the past couple of years. And this year, off to a bit of a rough start. They're sitting there at 4-5. 0-1, and you know, 9 points, and that puts them in third in the Pacific Division. And two big games coming up this weekend, which is why I wanted to bring your attention to it. They're playing the Idaho Steelheads. Steelheads, they've got 12 points yet. They're sitting in fourth in their division, but a very tough team in Idaho. You got Ben Nelson and Marty Flitchell, who are just putting up points left and right. So the Wranglers, though, they love playing at the Orleans Arena. They seem to always come out with a lot of energy, find a way to win. And this weekend, again, Friday and Saturday, they play at 7:30 against Idaho. Interesting thing going on. And if you see me out at Orleans, you might be like, what is that sitting on your upper lip? And it's because I'm growing a mustache along with a lot of guys for the month of Movember. And you heard me correct. That's Movember. The Mo, short for mustache. And raising money for prostate cancer, and this Friday, actually, a lot of the Wranglers are going to be shaving up their beards into mustaches, and they're going to be wearing light blue helmets, which they'll auction off to raise money for the Prostate Cancer Foundation. So definitely be on the lookout for that, because they're going to be giving out fake mustaches to the first 2,000 fans that show up Friday night. So that'll be funny. I hope see a little, you know, some little kids running around with mustaches on. But let's get back to the ice. And, you know, it's still early in the season yet. I know maybe many of you haven't had a chance to get out to Orleans to see this team play. I want to bring your attention to the top line for the Wranglers this season. Three guys who were just off to a great start: Chris Ferraro, J.D. Watt, and Tyler Mosienko. These guys, they've been working well together and putting up a lot of points. Chris Ferraro, you know, a name a lot of you, I'm sure, recognize. He's got 11 points in 9 games. That's 5 goals, 6 assists. And alongside him with J.D. Watt, 4 goals and 5 assists, and Tyler Mosienko, 2 goals and 5 assists. These guys are really accounting for much of the Wranglers' offense. And when they get clicking, you cannot slow down the Wranglers at all. And I had a chance to speak with J.D. Watt after the game last weekend, last Saturday night. And he said, you know, it's not hard. It's not hard to play when you got guys like Ferraro and Mosienko who are battling down low. They're winning the, you know, the tough grind out type of plays against the boards, and they're just feeding them the puck at the doorstep. So, you know, guys, you definitely be on the lookout to watch out for. And always, you know, you got Chris Neesner out there. He's putting up a lot of points, and some tough guys too, like Sean Limbright. When he's on the ice, he could fight anyone. He will back down from nothing, and that's what I like about this Wranglers team so far. When they come out, you can tell in the first period. Regardless of the goals, you can just tell by their body language. And when they're up, they're up. And they will throw down. They will score goals. And it is some exciting hockey to watch. In between the pipes, John DeCaro has been nursing some leg injuries. And real frustrating for him. But he's at 2-1 right now. And, you know, when he's in there, I think it really provides a lot of emotional support and stability to the team. So check out and see if he's in there this weekend. But really just wanted to, you know, get this off, get this going right, this podcast, Hockey Talk on LasVegasSun.com. And, you know, as we go on throughout the season, hopefully I'll be, you know, having some players on here, and we can ask them any question, anything that's on your mind. So email me, steve.silver@LasVegasSun.com. You can email me with, you know, comments, concerns, criticize me, you know, whatever you want. But also questions. If you got questions for the Wranglers players, I'm going to have a chance to talk to these guys after games, every game this year, and I would love to ask them the questions. I'm sure they'd love to answer it. And so definitely be checking, you know, LasVegasSun.com. We've got a whole Wranglers page with a blog and the photos and videos and everything. and all the news you need on this team and hockey in Vegas. And it's alive and well. Let me tell you, if you don't know about it, because the Wranglers, a tough team in the ECHL, and they had a stumble at the beginning of this year for sure, but looking to come back strong. So be sure to keep visiting LasVegasSun.com. And again, you know, anything that's on your mind, feel free to send to me, and we'll get it up and we'll talk about it. It's Hockey Talk, this podcast all season long. I hope you'll join me. We'll be talking about all things hockey, mainly pertaining to the Wranglers, but occasionally, you know, when you've got a great game like you did earlier this week where the Penguins beat the Red Wings in a Stanley Cup rematch in overtime after trailing 5-2 in the third period. You know, these things, you want to talk about them, we'll talk about them, because this is Hockey Talk, and I know there's a lot of hockey fans out here in Vegas. We might be in the desert, but hey, you can still get ice in the desert. So again, please keep checking back and shoot me an email if you need to, and hope you enjoyed this first episode of Hockey Talk.